主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I study the Bible with everyone.
我们今天晚上呢，用当专一侍奉神、荣耀主圣名做题目来查考。
Tonight, I'd like to study the topic "Serve the One True God and Glorify His Name."
我们读经现在在读以西结书20章。
According to our Bible reading schedule, we are reading Ezekiel chapter 20.
对，今天要用以西结书20章啊做主要经文来啊思考这个主题。
And we will study this topic based off chapter 20.
我们在我们的信仰生活里面，会不会体会到有些时候我们祷告好像神没有听
？Do you experience that in our spiritual lives, God does not listen to our prayer?
好像我们离神很远。
It seems as if we are very far away from God.
祷告好像没有什么感动，看圣经也没有什么智慧。
We feel no movement in prayer, and the words of God are not flavorful.
然后我们跟人相处，好像到处都是这样子不愉快的事。
And there are many unhappy situations among one another.
看到教会什么事情，这个也不满意，那个也看起来就不顺眼。
And we are dissatisfied with many situations in the church.
当我们有这样的情况的时候，其实圣经里面早就都已经记载过的。
And when we feel this way, we must know that the Bible has already recorded this.
圣经告诉我们那个问题在哪里。
And the Bible tells us what is the problem.
问题不在神本身。
And the problem is not God himself.
有时候问题也不在教会。
And the problem may not be the church.
常常问题就在我们每一个人自己的心里。
But often the problem may be all the hearts.
那我们现在来读圣经呢，就来思考这样一个问题。
Let's meditate upon this problem when we are reading the Bible.
以西结书二十章很重要的一章。
Ezekiel chapter 20 is a very important chapter.
我看第一节。
Let's look at verse 1.
第七年五月初十日，有以色列的几个长老来求问神，坐在我面前。
Verse 1. It came to pass in the seventh year, in the fifth month, on the tenth day of the month, that a certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of the Lord and sat before me.
这几个长老在十四章曾经出现过。
These elders once appeared in chapter 14.
十四章他们也曾经到以西结先知面前来要想要求问神。
And in chapter 14, they once came before Ezekiel to inquire of the Lord.
可是那时候神已经说了，我不给他们求问了，我不会回答他们的问题的。
But in chapter 14, God already replied that he would not answer them.
因为在他们的面前放了一个让他们犯罪的绊脚石。
Because they have a stumbling block before them.
那这个就是他们心中有些很多假神。
And the stumbling block is that they have many false gods in their hearts.
所以其实他们求问神一定不会有答案的。
And so they will surely not receive an answer if they inquire of God.
现在这几个长老，现在时间点是不一样的，现在是第七年的时候。
And it is a different time now. It is the seventh year.
那就是表示这是另外一次的求问。
And this is another time that they came to inquire.
结果这个时候神的话临到以西结第三节说，人子啊，你要告诉以色列的长老说，主神如此说，你们来是求问我吗？主神说，我指着我的永生启示，我必不被你们求问。
Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying in verse 3, Son of man, speak to the elders of Israel and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Have you come to inquire of me? As I live, says the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you.
这个是神直接拒绝了。
And this is a direct rejection from God.
而且很就是很直接了当的说，我指的我的永生启示，这个事情绝对不会改变的。
And he says this very straightforwardly. He says, As surely as I live, I will not be inquired of by you.
那为什么会这样？神为什么会这么严厉的就拒绝他们
？Why would God reject them so harshly?
第四节
，verse four.
那人子啊，你要审问他们吗？你当使他们知道他们列祖那些可憎的事。
Will you judge them, son of man? Will you judge them? then make known to them the abominations of their fathers.
借着这几个长老要来求问的这个事件呢，神现在要百姓知道，他们过去祖先的背逆神的历史。
Because these elders come to inquire of God, God wants to make known to them the abominations of their fathers.
这些历史啊，如果详细去考察之后，一定会发现同样的结论：神就是这个时候要透过以西结，让所有的选民都了解这个事实，再一次去思想曾经发生过的事。
And if they once again examine history, then they will understand what had happened.
好，那啊，所以接下去就是历史重述。
And so, verse 5 onwards is a reiteration of history.
啊，这个历史也说明为什么神要拒绝被他们求问的原因。
And this history describes a reason why God rejects them.
好，所以第二十章接下去的从第四节开始到第二十九节，基本上就是历史的回顾。
So chapter 4 onwards to verse 20 is 29 is a repetition of history.
那这一整段的历史分作三大部分。
And this history can be divided into three big sections.
从第五节到第九节啊，这是以色列人还在埃及的时候的历史。
From verse 5 to 9 records the history of the Israelites in Egypt.
从第十节到第十七节，这是他们出埃及走旷野路第一代的选民，他们在旷野的经过。
And chapter verse 10 to verse 17 records the history of the first generation who wandered in the wilderness.
那第一代的人大部分都倒在旷野了。
And most of the first generation fell in the wilderness.
从第十八节开始到第二十六节。
From verse 18 to 26.
这是在旷野第二代的百姓他们所经历过的。
And records the events experienced by the second generation of Israelites in the wilderness.
所以从十节到二十六节，应该是对，从十节到二十六节，基本上都是在旷野所发生过的历史。
And so basically, from verse 10 to 26 records history of events that happened in the wilderness.
那从二十七节到二十九节，这是他们进了迦南地之后所发生的。
From verse 27 to 29 records events which happened once they entered the land of Canaan.
所以在埃及地，在旷野的时候，进了迦南地以后，他们过去这些祖先是怎么样背逆神，不遵守神的命令，神要他们再想一次。
And here God wants his people to think about how their fathers rebelled against him and when they were in Egypt, when they were in the wilderness, and when they entered into Canaan.
那他们都一直背逆神，这样惹神发怒，可是神最后都还是也是很顺利的，一步一步的让他们走过旷野啊，然后也进入迦南，也在迦南地居住。他们虽然很悖逆，可是他们还是存活到现在。
And although they were very rebellious, God led them step by step into Canaan, and they existed until this point.
那为什么神会这样子容忍他们啊？虽然这么悖逆，还是他们好像也是生活过下去的。
So why did God allow them to live on if they were so rebellious?
那在这段历史里面一直强调神为了他的名字的缘故，他没有完全灭绝他们。
And here it emphasizes that God did not destroy his people for the sake of the glory of his name.
所以在这段历史的重述里面，一个重点就是神特别强调为了他的名字的缘故，他没有完全去惩罚他们，所以留给他的百姓总是有一个后路，让他们可以继续活下去。
And here God explains to his people that for his name's sake, he left a road for them to walk on so they might continue living.
好，那到了第三十节以后。
And up to verse 30.
三十节就是现在，你们如今现在的情况就是被掳到外邦地的时候了。
And verse 30 begins to explain what happened to them when they were taken to other nations.
他们已经被掳到外邦去了。
They had already been taken to other nations.
那被掳去在外邦的时候，他们并没有改变，他们还是照着他们过去 列祖所犯的错误继续在违背神。
When they were taken captives to foreign countries, they did not repent, but continued to sin and commit the sins of their fathers.
那他们的问题一直都没有改变。
And they did not correct their mistakes.
就是他们过去有的到被掳之后还是存在。
And these mistakes continued on into their captivity.
所以现在这些长老已经是在被掳的百姓当中，已经在巴比伦那个地方了现在来到以西结面前要求问神，神说我不要给你们求问。
And these elders who had been taken to Babylon now come before Ezekiel to inquire of the Lord, but the Lord rejects them.
因为当时候即使被掳以后，百姓心里面有一个意念。
And although they were taken captive, the Israelites had this mindset in their hearts.
那个意念就是第三十二节说的。
And this thought is recorded in verse 32.
他们一心一意的想要跟外邦的国度一样。
And they had in their mind that they wanted to be like the Gentiles.
你们说我们要像外邦人和列国的宗族一样去侍奉木头与石头，你们所起的这个心意万不能成就。
32. What you have in your mind shall never be when you say, we will be like the Gentiles, like the families in other countries serving wood and stone.
因为他们心里面一直没办法把这个偶像的问题除去。
Because they cannot get rid of the thought of idols in their hearts.
因为他们周围的列邦都是在拜偶像的。
Because the foreign nations surrounding them all worshipped idols.
他们拜很多很多的神。
They worship various gods.
他们不知道哪一个是真神。
And they did not know which one was true.
现在神的选民竟然想要跟他们一样。
Now even the chosen people of God wanted to be like them.
所以从三十节到三十二节，我们看到被掳之后，他们依然是悖逆神的。
And from verse 30 to 32 tells us that although they were captive, they continued to rebel against God.
到三十三节以后到三十九节。
And from verse 33 to 39,
那这一段呢？神就给他们一个选择，开放式的让他们做自己选择。
And God allows them to make a decision.
因为神这个时候已经跟他们说了。
Because God had already said,
你们之前领受过我的恩典，我的带领。
You once received my grace and my guidance.
但是他说我总要做王第三十三节说。我指着我的永生启示，我总要做王。
But in verse 33, it says, "As I live, says the Lord, surely with a mighty hand,
I will rule over you."
I will rule over you.
就是说，神要统治他们呢。
And God will dominate them.
那这个统治现在统治，现在就是用愤怒，用伸出来的膀臂，要让他们分散列国。就是神现在给他们的是一个。其实就是一个刑法，一个审判。
And God will rule over them. He will bring judgment upon them and bring them to the peoples of other countries.
这个是他们当时候已经在承受的现在在进行当中的神的作为。
And this is a work of God in progress.
那最后第三十九节，神给他们一个选择。
And lastly, in verse 39, God gives them a choice.
以色列家，至于你们，主神如此说：从此以后，若不听从我，就任凭你们去侍奉偶像，只是不可以再因你们的供物和偶像亵渎我的圣名。
39. As for you, O house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, go serve every one of you his idols, and hereafter, if you will not obey me, but profane my holy name no more with your gifts and your idols.
历史讲到这里的时候，神现在给他们一个选择题。
And once history has been reiterated up to here, God gives them this choice.
也就是说，他们现在听了这个整个过程之后，他们现在很明白以前他们祖先犯的错误了。
Once they have heard this whole process, they are clear about the sins which their fathers committed.
他们也知道神现在正在做什么。
And they knew what work that God was doing.
如果他说，如果你们决定不听从我的话
，And so God said, if you decide not to listen to me,
那你们可以。随便的去选择你们要拜的偶像没有问题，你们自己去吧。
Then you can go and serve your idols.
可是你做这个选择的同时，他说不可以再用供物跟偶像来亵渎我的名。
But he said, profane my holy name no longer with your idols and gifts.
也就是说，如果是侍奉偶像， 你就公开宣告你是属这个偶像的。
If you want to serve idols and proclaim publicly and openly that you serve idols,
你不把这个公物献给这个偶像去啊？
Then you will give your gifts to
the idol. 要把它分清楚。
Make it clear.
不要表面上是来敬拜这位神。
Don't serve God on the surface level.
但是心里面又是倾向另外一位。
But have your hearts turned to another.
向别人宣告我是属这位创造这个独一真神的选民。
As some people say, I serve the one true God and the creator of heaven and earth.
但是实际上心里面是在跟随其他的偶像。
But actually, his heart follows after other idols.
神说这个叫做亵渎我的圣名。
And the Lord called this profaning his holy name.
神不允许这个事情发生，再发生下去了。
And hereafter, God will not allow this to happen.
他要百姓做一个选择，这在偶像跟真实之间，你到底要选择哪一位？
God wants his people to make a decision between the one true God and idols.
如果要选择侍奉这位神，
If you choose to serve this true God,
就要想到他这个名要得到荣耀啊，这个要求。
Then you must meet the requirement of glorifying his name.
所以到39节，这个就是神最后给他们自己自由选择，选择之后就负担要承担这个后果。
And God gives them in verse 39 the freedom to make decision, but they must bear the responsibility of its consequences.
然后接下来从第40节以后。
And verse 40 onwards.
40到44节。
From 40 to 44.
这个就是神的宣告以及他要复兴他的国度的意愿。
And this is God's proclamation and how he will restore his holy nation.
那神其实就是要求在以后他的国度里面所有的人都要这样做。
God demands that in the future everyone in his kingdom must do this.
第四十节。
Verse 40.
主神说在我的圣山就是以色列高处的山所有以色列的全家都要侍奉我我要在那里悦纳你们向你们要供物和出熟的土产并一切的圣物
40. For on my holy mountain, the mountain height of Israel, says the Lord God, there all the houses of Israel, all of them in the land shall serve me. There I will accept them, and there I will require your offerings and the first fruits of your sacrifices, together with all your holy things.
41节
41.
我从万民中领你们出来，从分散的列国内聚集你们，那时我必悦纳你们，好像馨香之祭。要在外邦人眼前，在你们身上显为圣。
41. I will accept you as a sweet aroma when I bring you out from the peoples and gather you out of the countries where you have been scattered, and I will be hallowed in you before the Gentiles.
你看，这里就是神的要求，他以后在他的国度里面就是要这样子。
And this is what God requires of His kingdom.
这个以色列的高处的山啊，这是在40章以后，神要给以西结看到那个异象，神的殿要建在那个高高的山上。
And this mountain, referred in verse 40, is the mountain that God will later show Ezekiel that His kingdom will be established on this mountain.
这是第40章以后最后那个异象，他看到荣耀的国度，神的殿要被建立起来的那一个预言呢。
And in chapter 40, there's a prophecy that God will establish His holy kingdom on this mountain.
那在这个神的圣山里，他说所有的以色列全家，所有属神的这些选民，每一个人都要专心的侍奉神。
And in this holy mountain of Israel, all of them shall serve Him with their whole heart.
然后在那个地方的侍奉，每一个人的侍奉都要蒙神悦纳。
And all of them will be accepted by God.
然后神要接纳他们所奉献的，然后让他们成为馨香之祭，发出香气来。
God will receive their gifts and allow them to become a sweet aroma.
然后这些人要让神在外邦人的身上得荣耀，让他的名被称为圣。
And God's name will be hallowed before them, before the Gentiles.
那个时候，众人都要明白谁才是真正的独一真神。
And then they shall know who is the true God.
然后在认识了这位真神以后，每一个人就为他们过去所做的那个没有真心敬拜神的罪恶，觉得厌恶自己，他们会很后悔。
And they will regret and abhor themselves for having rejected the one true God before.
好，所以这个就是这一章里面所要表达的一个重点。
And this is a main point that is conveyed in this chapter.
其实神真正要的是他的百姓能够专一的侍奉他。
And what God truly wants is for His people to serve Him wholeheartedly.
神要从他的百姓身上得荣耀。
God will be glorified and hallowed through His people.
所有神的跟从神的选民一定要懂得荣耀他的圣名。
All His people who follow, all people who follow God must know how to glorify Him.
要让那些外邦人在神的选民身上能够看到，真的我们是尊神为圣的人。
So that the Gentiles can see that God is the true God through us.
好，我们有这样的一个主题。一个架构出现之后，我们现在再回来看百姓的悖逆的历史里面，我们到底能够学到什么教训。
And so once we have this structure, we can look back at what we can learn from the rebellion of Israel.
神他在这个事都是神自己说，他要以西结说，你去跟百姓说的时候都要先这样讲，主以色列神如此说，所以每一句话都是神吩咐然后他转述的。
Every word that God instructed Ezekiel to say, he wanted him to begin with, "Thus says the Lord God."
在埃及地的时候，这些百姓是怎么样悖逆神呢？
How did the Israelites rebel against God when they were in Egypt?
他们当时候的问题在哪里？
What was their problem at the time?
因为第五节说，
Because verse 5 says,
当日我拣选以色列，向雅各家起后裔起誓。在埃及地将自己向他们显现，说我是主你们的神。
5. And say to them, Thus says the Lord God, On the day when I chose Israel and raised my hand in an oath to the descendants of the house of Jacob, and made myself known to them in the land of Egypt, I raised my hand in an oath to them, saying, I am the Lord your God.
真的在埃及地的时候，神兴起摩西，然后要他去带领百姓出埃及的时候，神真的多次的在埃及人面前，在以色列选民面前向他们显现，谁是真神，谁有那个大能的手能够施行审判，能够降灾祸。
And indeed, when God raised Moses to lead his people out of Egypt, he showed them many times who truly has the might to lead them, and who is the true God.
然后神应许他们说，我要把你们带到那个牛奶隐秘之地。
And God promised them that He would lead them to the land flowing with milk and honey.
然后第六节说，那个地方在万国中是有荣耀的呢。
And this was the glory of all lands.
是，就是说，在那里所以看到神的祝福。
And there you will see the blessing of God.
可以看到神怎么样照顾他的选民。
You can see how God provides for His people.
让很多外邦人他们很羡慕能够住在这个地方，能够一起来承受神的祝福。
And other nations will greatly admire how the people live in this land.
当时候神向他们做一个要求。
And God required of them at the time.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我对他们说，你们个人要抛弃眼所喜爱那可憎之物。不可以因埃及的偶像玷污自己，我是主你们的神。
Then I said to them, each one of you, throw away the abominations which are before his eyes and do not defile yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
表示说，当选民他们在埃及地的时候，他们其实心中没有单一的侍奉对象，他们心中好像有很多很多对象要敬拜啊。
This is to say that while the Israelites were in Egypt, they did not serve God with one heart, but they were skewed toward other gods.
他们当时候不知道，其实唯有一位真神而已。
And they did not know that there is only one God.
已经被这些埃及周围这些周围的人的环境里面的人哦，已经影响到，搞不清楚谁才是真神了。
And they were influenced by the people around them to the point that they could not be sure who exactly was the true God.
因为埃及人拜很多很多假神。
Because the Egyptians worshipped many false gods.
他们什么都是变成神嘛。
And everything became a god.
因为他们看到一个现象，一个什么样的创造物，他们就觉得说，这个好像神，因为好像能力无穷，比他们的人还高。
And every time they saw a natural phenomenon, they believed this was God because it seemed as if this had a greater power than man.
所以神要他们把埃及地的偶像把它除去。
And God wanted them to put away the idols of Egypt.
然后真的认识这位独一的神。
And truly come to know the one true God.
我是第八节， 他们却背逆我，不肯听从我。
But in verse
不抛弃他们眼所喜爱那可憎之物，不离弃埃及的偶像。
Verse 8, but they rebelled against me and would not obey me. They did not cast away the abominations which were before their eyes, nor did they forsake the idols of Egypt.
那时候他们竟然放不开这些偶像，神说，我就要将我的愤怒倾在他们身上，在埃及地要向他们成就我怒中所定的。神当时候真的是生气的。
And then, then God said, I will pour out my fury upon them and fulfill my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt.
但是第九节，我却为我名的缘故没有这样行，免得我的名在他们所住的列国人眼前被亵渎，所以我就领他们出埃及，在这列国人的眼前将自己向他们显现。
But in verse 9, God did not. But I acted for my name's sake that it should not be profaned before the Gentiles among whom they were, in whose sight I had made myself known to them to bring them out of the land of Egypt.
这从第六节，从第五节开始到第九节，这样一个就是一个结构，就是神跟百姓所讲的话，对他们的要求，百姓的反应，到最后神回应他们这个悖逆。这些做法，这些描述的结构，一直重复下去，一直到第二十七节都一样。
And the structure, from 5 to 9 of how God gave Israelites the commandment and how they rebelled, and how God, is merciful to them, is repeated throughout the whole chapter.
哦，在埃及的时候，神就应许说，我要领你们进那个迦南地，应许的美地，那个国是有荣耀的。
While they were still in Egypt, God, promised his Israelites that he would lead them out to the land of glory.
然后神要求他们要做什么？要放弃偶像。
And God required of them that to cast away the idols.
可是百姓拒绝。
But the people rejected.
他们继续要拥有他们所喜爱的。
They continued to have what they love.
那就惹神生气。
And this aroused the anger of God.
本来神就要把他灭绝了，把他灭了。
And God was going to destroy them.
但是为了想到他的名字的缘故，哎，他就没有这样行，他就忍下来了。
But because of his name's sake, he withheld himself.
啊，所以神还是一样把他们领出埃及了。
And he took them out of the land of Egypt.
让众人可以了解，哦，这位神真的很伟大。
That all people may know how mighty this God is.
这样的一个结构，从第十节开始，在旷野重复两次。从第一代的人到第二代人都一样。
This structure is repeated from verse 10 onwards with the first generation and also the second.
第十一节，他们现在出埃及，走在旷野路。
And verse 11, they were now out of Egypt and in the wilderness.
神就把他的诫命、律例、典章赐给他们。
And the Lord gave them his statutes and showed him his judgment.
神的这些律法是要让他们可以遵行而存活。
And the laws of God are given so that man may live by them.
神又把他的安息日赐给他们遵守。
And God gave them his Sabbath.
这个安息日成为他们是神的选民的一个证据。
And this is a sign that they are the chosen people of God.
然后他们神是要他们知道，在这个圣安息日，他们要能够成为圣，所以他们是圣洁的国度。
And so on this Sabbath day, they will be sanctified.And they will become a sanctified people.
所以神把他的要求给百姓。
And so here God gives his people his requirement.
让他们知道神要什么。
And this is so they will know what God requires and what God wants.
可是第十三节说，以色列家在旷野悖逆我，他不顺从我的律例，厌弃我的典章。
In verse 13, however, says that.Yet the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness, and they did not walk in my statutes.
他们干犯我的安息日。
And they defiled my Sabbaths.
他们不在意，他们不会遵循这个证据啊，神跟他们所立约的这个证据。
And they did not regard this sign that God that God had before them.
但是他现在他说，神本来是要把他灭绝，但是。第十四节说，为我名的缘故，我就没有这样做。
And God was going to destroy them, consume them in the wilderness, but for his name's sake, he did not do so.
好，那第一代人在怒中，他们都倒闭在旷野。
And in fury, most of the first generation fell in the wilderness.
哦，所以你看第十六节说， 因为他们厌弃我的典章，不顺从我的律例，干犯我的安息日，他们的心随从自己的偶像。
16, because they despised my judgments and did not walk in my statutes, but profaned my Sabbaths, for their hearts went after their idols.
看到这里，他们背逆神，又跟偶像有关系的。
And here it says that the rebellion has to do once again with idols.
这个偶像是从埃及那边一直带出来的。
And these idols were brought out of Egypt.
所以第十七节，十七节。虽然如此，我能顾惜他们，不毁灭他们，不在旷野将他们灭绝尽尽，所以还留下一些余民。
Verse 17, nevertheless, my eyes spared them from destruction. I did not make an end of them in the wilderness.
好，第一代大部分人死了之后，现在从十八节是第二代，我对他们的儿女这样说。
And after most of the first generation, fell in the wilderness, this is what the Lord said to the second generation in verse 18.
他说：“你们不要遵行你们父亲的律例哦，不要行他们的道，不要因为偶像来玷污自己。”
He told them, "Do not walk in the statutes of your fathers, nor observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols."
神第十九节很严正的宣告说：“我是主神，是你们的神，你们要顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。”
The Lord said very sternly.He said, "I am the Lord your God. Walk in my statutes, keep my judgments, and do them."
啊，你们要谨守我的安息日，以我的安息日为圣。
Hallow my Sabbaths.
那这样子呢？这个日就在你我中间成为证据。你们知道我是主你们的神，啊，你们是属我的。
And they will be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Lord your God.
啊，结果第二十一节说，哎，那儿女他们还是坚持要选择悖逆这个路线。
But in verse 21, it says that the children continue to walk on the road of rebellion.
继续惹神发怒。
They continue to arouse the anger of God.
第二十二节，神说，在为他的名的缘故，他忍下来了，他没有把他灭绝。
Verse 22 says, "Nevertheless, I withdrew my hand and acted for my name's sake."
还是把他们领到迦南地去了。
And he still guided them into the land of Canaan.
但是第二十三节，神说，我在旷野向他们起誓。必将他们分散在列国，四散在列邦。
23, I also raised my hand in an oath to those in the wilderness that I would scatter them among the Gentiles.
第二十三节这个地方所讲的，其实就是生命记里面神当初借着摩西向百姓预告他们将来所要走的路线。
And this is what God foretold his people through his prophet Moses.
然后已经说了。你们将来一定会进迦南地之后违背我，然后呢，最后被掳到外邦去了。
And he told his people that when you enter Canaan, you will rebel against me, and you will be taken captive to foreign nations.
那所以当时候他们就真的，百姓还是顺着他们自己的心意呢，不遵守神的命令，反过来是顺服这些不能够使人活着的恶规。第二十五节说的。
And in verse 25.It says that they continue to despise his statutes and fix their eyes on their father's idols.
最后，真的，其实他们大部分人都受亏损。
And all of them will suffer loss.
那所以第二代的人，他们其实还是一样，神把他们领进迦南地，他们就住在那里。
Likewise, the second generation received guidance of God and they entered Canaan.
到了迦南地以后，他们变本加厉得罪神。
And once again, when they entered Canaan, they sinned against God.
然后第二十八节特别强调他们在迦南地是怎么样，在各高冈上，在这个加美的山地里面去敬拜各种偶像。
And they worship different kinds of gods and idols in the high hills and thick trees.
好，那这些第二十九节说，我就对他们说，你们所上的那个高处叫什么呢？那高处名字叫做巴麻，直到今日。
29, then I said to them, "What is this high place to which you go?" So its name is called Bama to this day.
那这个 Bama 就是高处的意思。
And this Bama literally means high place.
就是说，他们现在其实到迦南地以后，他们就不是到圣殿去敬拜神，反正是到各地方在敬拜当时候迦南人的偶像。
When they entered Canaan, they did not go to the holy temple to worship God, but went to various high places to worship idols.
我们看到百姓他们心里面这没有办法真的敬拜独一的神，这个问题一直都存在。
And this problem of not being able to worship the one true God wholeheartedly continues to persist.
他们没有办法去看到神对他们要求的那个美善的旨意。
They were not able to see the goodness in the requirements of God.
他们把神的律法、他的典章律例当作一种束缚。
And they treated the statutes and the laws of God as oppressive.
他们认为说。人家别的国家都没有这些，为什么我们要有这些这么繁琐的这些律法、这些条例呢
？And they wondered why that they had to go with such strict laws and rules and be bound under them, while other nations did not have to.
所以他们不会珍惜他们的身份是特殊的，神接纳他们成为他的选民，是祭司的国度，是圣洁的子民。
And they did not cherish their status as holy priests and holy nation of God.
啊，结果你看，他们一再的惹神发怒。
And they continue to arouse God's fury.
啊，用偶像来玷污自己。
And defile themselves with idols.
那啊，其实他们在这整个，不管是在埃及、在旷野、在迦南地，他们其实都是因着神的慈爱而存活下来的。
Whether it be in Egypt, the wilderness, or Canaan, they continue to live on because of the mercy of God.
他们称为是神的选民，可是他们的所作所为却是一直让神发怒，去让外邦的百姓，其他的外族人可以来得到亵渎神的机会。
They are God's people by name, but they continue to rebel against God and make opportunities.For the name of God to be profaned by other Gentiles.
他们的作为是忘恩负义，一点也没有办法用他们的生命来荣耀神。
And they were ungrateful and did not glorify God's name through their lives.
就是因为这样，所以神直截了当跟他说：“我不被你们求问，你们不要再来问我什么事了。”
So this is why God refused to be inquired by them.
哦，所以第三十一节，以色列家，我岂能被你们求问吗？主神说。我指的我的永生启示，我必不被你们求问。
And that's why it says that, "Have you come to inquire me? As I live, says the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you."
那，就我们看到说，今天如果我们心里面没有办法真的只有敬拜这独一的真神呢
？If in our hearts we are unable to worship the one true God，
如果我们心中还是侍奉其他的所谓的主。
If we serve other so-called gods,
那我们要来亲近神，要能够得到神明白神的旨意，是几乎是不可能的。
Then it would be almost impossible for us to understand His word and draw close to Him.
所以主耶稣他这样说。
And so Jesus said.
我们看马太福音。
Let's look at Matthew.
马太福音。
Matthew.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
六章二十四节，一个人不能够侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other.You cannot serve God and mammon.
今天这个心里面两个主这个问题，我们要常常去想。
We must think about this matter of having two gods within our hearts.
现在这个假神不见得是物质上有形的偶像。
And these false gods may not be physical gods with form.
很有可能是我们心里面所注重的东西。
They might be things which we highly regard.
在这里，主耶稣所提到的是有关于财力的问题。
Jesus is referring to riches here.
因为当时候有些人他们很注重追求这个今生的好处，就是这些物质上的财物。
Because at the time, people place high regard on pursuing the benefits of this life.
那如果我们把这个钱财看得很重
，And if we highly regard riches.
当然，我们就没有办法专一的侍奉神了。
Then of course we cannot serve God wholeheartedly.
当我们没有办法真心的侍奉神的时候
if we cannot serve God wholeheartedly.
那有时候，可是我们在外面，我们对自己的认识，我们又是我说我们是敬拜神的，我们是属神的子民。
And even though on the surface level, we are called the children of God.
但是我们的表现会让人有一个误解。
But our actions will cause misunderstanding among others.
拜神的人怎么会这样子？
How can one who serves God, who serves God, who serves God, act like this?
那当我们的行为让人对这位神产生疑问的时候
，And if our actions cause others to question God,
其实我们就已经是让神的荣耀受亏损了。
And then we are bringing down the glory of God.
那我们的生命没有办法让神的名得荣耀啊。
And our lives cannot glorify God.
那这样子其实会造成一个很大的后果。
And this will this comes with great consequence.
也就是说，我们不但不能够成为见证，反过来，人家会得到一个画饼来指责说，这位神其实也没有那么值得可靠。
And we can not only not glorify God, but also allow for others to be able to say that, to proclaim that this God is not worthy of trust.
那对今天主耶稣所交给我们的使命来说，是一个很大的伤害，一个障碍。
And this is a great hindrance in our relationship with God.
我们要知道，主耶稣基督他的要求，他的本身的心意，他所留下的榜样，就是他凡事都想到荣耀神的名这个事情。
And the example that Jesus left behind is his desire to glorify God in all things.
你看主耶稣在世上他怎么过日子
？When Jesus was on the earth, how did he live his life?
他心里面真的只有一个意念而已。
He had only one thought.
他要完成天父的旨意。
He will complete the will of God.
所以他可以牺牲一切，但是绝对不能够让神的名受到任何亏损。
He can sacrifice anything, but he will not allow the name of God to suffer loss.
主耶稣留下这个榜样，我们一定要效法。
We must emulate this example that Jesus left behind.
我们现在看约翰福音第十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
第二十八节。
John chapter 12, verse 28.
约翰福音十二章二十八节。
John chapter 12, verse 28.
我们从二十六节读起。
Let's read from verse 26.
二十六节，若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我务必尊重他。
26. If anyone serves me, let him follow me.And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor.
我们今天要服侍神，我们一定要看主耶稣的榜样。
Today, if we want to serve God, we must look unto the example of Jesus Christ.
我们要跟从主的脚中行。
We must follow in his footsteps.
我们如果真的专一的服侍神，必得天父的尊重。
If we serve God wholeheartedly, then we will receive honor from the Father.
当时候主耶稣面对十字架的苦行，其实他其实有挣扎的。
And Jesus was troubled at the thought of dying on the cross.
二十七节。
27.
我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这个时候，但我原是为这个时候来的。
27. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour.For this purpose, I came to this hour. 28.
父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。当时候就有声音从天上来说，我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。
Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again.
你看主耶稣他这里，他这样说，父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。在他最艰难的时刻。
In Jesus' most difficult time, this is what he said, Father, glorify your name.
当时候你看天父回应说我已经荣耀了我的名。
And the Heavenly Father replied that I have glorified it.
其实从主耶稣的生命里面天父已经大大被荣耀了。
And already from the Father has already been glorified from Jesus' life.
也就是说在主耶稣还没有被钉十字架以前神的名已经被荣耀。
Even before Jesus died on the cross, the name of the Father had already been glorified.
事情还没有结束啊。
But this was not the end.
救恩还没有完成。
Salvation was not complete.
所以天父说：“我还要再荣耀。”
And this is why the Heavenly Father said, I will glorify it again.
所以最后一步还要继续完成。
And the last step must be completed.
这就是主耶稣基督他最后真的走上哥哥他完成天父这个天父所指示的这个救恩。
And this is why God, why Jesus Christ walked onto Golgotha and completed God's salvation.
主耶稣的心意是整个真的是要荣耀神的名的。
And Jesus' whole mindset was to glorify God.
我们今天如果跟随主的脚步,
if we follow in the footsteps of the Lord,
我们真的是跟从主的门徒,
and if we are truly disciples who follow Him,
我们凡事会求告他的名,
then we will ask.
我们希望借着他的名能够得到帮助。
We will do everything under His name, and we will receive help from His name.
我们希望我们的祷告借着主耶稣的名字能够得到应许实现。
We hope that through prayer, what we ask will be fulfilled according to His name.
那我们就要去想主耶稣他现在所讲的话。
And let us think about the words of Jesus Christ.
我们现在看约翰福音14章13节。
Let's turn to John chapter 14, verse 13.
14章13节。
John chapter 14, verse 13.
你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。
13, and whatever you ask in my name, I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
14节, 你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
14, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
15节, 你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
15, if you love me, keep my commandments.
所以今天我们专一地侍奉这位神。
And today we serve God wholeheartedly.
我们真的会尊重主耶稣基督这个圣名。
And we will revere the holy name of Jesus.
他说我们奉他的名求，他就要成就。
And if we ask anything in His name, He will do it.
我们所求的一定跟神的荣耀有关系。
Because what we ask will be directly related to the glory of the Father.
当我们凡事都会想到神的名得荣耀这个想法的时候，
if we consider glorifying the name of God in all things,
真的我们的祈求绝对不是妄求。
Then we will not ask amiss.
我们的祈求一定不是为了要去满足我们个人的私欲。
And our request will not be to fulfill our desires.
我们一定是从神的更高的旨意去想要怎么样发挥我们生命，神在我们生命上的他的旨意，要彰显出生命的意义来。
We will think about how we want to manifest the higher purpose of God in our lives.
那我们一定会去遵守主所吩咐的。
And surely we will keep His commandments.
那别人可以从我们的身上看到神他的荣耀。
And others will see in us the glory of God.
这也在说明我们的专一侍奉是蒙神悦纳的。
And this is to say that God is pleased with our servitude wholeheartedly.
愿我们都能够在神的圣山 全心全意来服侍这位神。
May all of us serve God wholeheartedly on His holy mountain.
让神因着我们被尊为圣。
That God through us may be glorified.
让我们因此能够得到神的祝福。
And because of this, we will be blessed by God.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
446首。
446.